Hello, and thanks for downloading the Witness History podcast from the BBC World Service. And all this week, we're looking at important moments in environmental history. We start in the late 1950s, when a young American scientist began to systematically record levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere. His name was Charles Keeling, and what he found out would alert the world to global warming. In 2012, Luis Hidalgo spoke to his widow and his son.
It's January 1958, Hawaii, and on the northern slope of the world's largest volcano, Mauna Loa, a young American scientist is setting up an experiment that will change our view of our place in the world. His name is Charles Keeling.
He was a little bit like the Dutch boy with the finger in the dike, needing to take care of something that other people weren't necessarily noticing as being as important.
Charles Keeling's son, Ralph, says what his father had noticed was that no one was accurately measuring the levels of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere to see if they were changing over time. Charles Keeling decided that if no one else was successfully doing it, he would, as he himself later explained.
All these measurements were misleading, and I mean all of them. When I first made this pronouncement, I was 27 years old, and I had just passed my schooling, and I was telling these people that the whole field was pretty badly screwed up.
Charles Keeling had studied chemistry, but his great love was the outdoors. So when a chance came to work on the west coast of America at the Californian Institute of Technology, or Caltech, he jumped at it. It was there, his wife Louise recalls, that he began developing his own system to measure carbon dioxide, going out into the wilderness to take samples of the air.
In the beginning, he was encouraged by a professor at Caltech to measure CO2 in different areas. In fact, one of the first samples he took was on the roof of Caltech when I was giving birth to our first child. So I guess you could say that he was pretty ardent about that, but it was a matter of timing. He had to take the samples every 3 hours, I believe it was, throughout a long period of time. So when his first samples were being taken, that's when our son Ralph's older brother was born.
Keeling didn't care that it wasn't the most exciting science. Collecting samples gave him the chance to do what he loved, packing up the car with camping gear and his young family and heading off into California's forests and national parks, all in the name of science.
We took the children with us, and we had to be away from anything urban, so we would go camping first around California areas, so up to Yosemite, having a good time, but he would have to get up every 3 hours during the night to go and take these samples. And there is this well-known story of when he left his research notebook out on the picnic table. This in early spring when it was very snowy. Nobody was in the campgrounds at that time. And we heard this noise in the middle of the night. And he got up with a flashlight, and there was a big deer that had taken the notebook in his teeth and was trotting off with it. And my husband ran after him with a flashlight and yelled, and the deer dropped the notebook. And we still have that book with some teeth marks in it.
Those notebooks would provide the first clue to how carbon dioxide levels in the atmosphere are changing, and to his lifelong work, which would see Charles Keeling dubbed the father of climate change science. Keeling realized that persistence and attention to detail were critical. Scientists already knew that CO2 levels fluctuated according to the seasons and to where you were in the world, but they didn't know why, and they didn't know if there was a global base level. Keeling wanted to use his new measuring techniques to work out if there was.
Then it branched out into getting air samples in more places in the world. They started taking them down at the South Pole. And not in the beginning, I think, there was any relationship to the warming of the Earth. It was just a matter of comparing different places around the world.
By now, Charles Keeling was beginning to realize just how vital understanding CO2 levels was to what man was doing to the planet.